Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding, and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of wisdom and discernment and even earthly counsel. We thank you for the counsel that is offered to us by doctors, by nurses, teachers, psychologists, pastors. And Lord, we thank you for the friends that you place around us to offer that wisdom and counsel, the advice and direction that we need in life. But Lord, beyond that, we thank you that you've gifted us with the perfect counselor in your Son, Jesus Christ. As we struggle, as we look at our own limitations, as we see that we cannot accomplish everything that you demand or what this world even demands, help us to seek him, our counselor, so that we can rely on his strength, his direction, his advice, and be guided by his ways. Lord, this evening we uplift our brothers and sisters in Christ here at Peace Lutheran Church and even in our community and beyond. We pray for that peace that does surpass all human understanding, that you would guard and keep hearts in that peace. Lord, we especially uplift the conflicts that are happening in the world, in Ukraine, also in the Middle East. And we know, Lord, that many of these conflicts need a peace that's beyond all wisdom and comprehension. We pray your presence and the witness of your people in these tough situations. And Lord, in this moment here tonight, we also uplift those names and concerns that are on our hearts silently, but even those concerns and people that we vocally name here today.
Jimmy.
Linda. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come,
your will be done,
on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.